I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, celebrating 50 years, and we've got the gear, baby.
That's right.
You want to look good? You want to look golden?
Yes.
Oh, well, we've got the golden gear for you. Oh, yeah. Golden anniversary. That's what the 50th is all about. I don't know what you're thinking about. But we got a whole host of new limited edition gear celebrating Rock's 50th. We got the hats for you, knit style. We got trucker caps. I mean, Steve, we got it all.
The t-shirts look great. The beanies. Yeah, everything about it.
Celebrate
them all. Wear them all.
Wear them all.
Wear them all.
Celebrate KISW's 50th anniversary with us. Go to the Rock Shop right now at KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time.
Time to be. It's Thursday, so let's get cracking.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, release that Kraken.
Kraken.
Yeah, whatever that Kraken may be in your life, release it.
Maybe I'll crack and open their website and think about buying another shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
I've had it open. I closed it. I took the high road.
Oh, good job. Look at you showing restraint.
For now.
For now. I was looking on there because I was really hoping maybe they had some Kraken Crocs. No, they only have normal sandals, which are boring. So I'm holding out. Hopefully someday they're going to break out them Kraken Crocs, and then I'll be able to go around in some style.
Oh, boy, could dream.
I can. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Jeff and Graham. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Steve. I mean, yeah. Hey, Steve, get out of here.
Okay, goodbye.
That's the guy.
Yeah,
that guy. For those playing at home, Jeff will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jeff, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Which TV host is known for his roles on America's Funniest Home Videos as well as Dancing with the Stars?
Pat.
What name does deer meat go by?
Venison.
Yes. Curtis James Jackson III is better known as what rapper?
Ice Cube.
No.
Ice T.
No.
50 Cent.
Yes. Nice. What type of big cat is the mascot for Cheetos?
Cheetah.
Yes. What year in the mid-2000s was the first Anchorman movie released?
4, 5, 6.
Four, yes. Jose Altuve is a known professional at what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. What is Peru's capital?
Yeah.
The trombone is a member of what family of instruments?
Yeah.
Yes. Tuscany is a region of what European nation?
Italy.
Yes. What was the first name of John Travolta's character in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
Which TV host is known for his roles on America's Funniest Home Videos as well as Dancing with the Stars?
Alfonso.
No, no. That was a good one, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
All right. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting match.
Were any of those questions tripping you up there, or are you just a Big Ten guy on this one?
A couple of them got me, and I'm going to be like that one who asked about Barbarino is going to really throw me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I know the answer, but man.
I think you actually know it by just saying that thing, but don't say anything.
Yeah.
Steve is back. And we got to see if he's going to be doing the Kraken here. You ready?
Release the Kraken.
Which TV host is known for his roles on America's Funniest Home Videos as well as Dancing with the Stars?
Not Bob Saget.
Tom Bergeron.
Yes. What name does deer meat go by?
Elk.
No.
Venison.
Yes. Curtis James Jackson III is better known as what 50 rapper?
Cent.
Yes. What type of big cat is the mascot for Cheetos?
Chester.
No.
Cheetah.
Yes. In what year of the mid-2000s was the first Anchorman movie released?
2004.
Yes. Jose Altuve is a known professional at what sport?
Baseball.
Yes.
Cheating.
What is Peru's capital?
Peru City?
No.
Take me down.
Guatemala?
No.
Peruvia?
No. The trombone is a member of what family of instruments?
The Rusty family.
No.
Brass.
Yes. Tuscany is a region of what European nation?
Italy.
Yes. What was the first name of John Travolta's character in Pulp Fiction?
Vincent.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-7.
Yes. Yeah. He deserves it. Sorry, Jeff.
All right, it's all good. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right.
You too. Have a good one.
Yeah, nice.
Was Jules? There was a Jules in Pulp Fiction, right?
Yeah, it was Sam Jackson.
How did I forget? Yeah, I forget Vincent Vega. I don't know why. I mean, Sam Jackson's very memorable, so of course I'd remember him.
From that star in the sky, from that mountain peak up high, hey, I made it.
Yeah.
The world's greatest.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Tom Bergeron's a former radio guy.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He and I started at the same station.
Really?
Yeah, which is really bizarre. That's only because when I went there, that was all they kept saying, you know who used to work here? And I'm going, and they go, Tom Bergeron.
Fancy.
WHAV in Haverhill, Mass. And I think I don't know if he's from Haverhill, Mass, and that's why he started working there.
According to Wikipedia, born in Haverhill, Massachusetts.
Well, and how about that? Of course, Massachusetts has a radio station in almost every town. And so I worked there, and that was his claim to fame as well. Of course, he went a lot further in his career than I did.
It says he became a popular radio DJ in the area in the early 80s. Where he played comedy records along with music and offbeat interviews.
Oh, fun.
That's so sad because in the early 80s, I was also a radio DJ in the area.
The only one you missed, Steve, was the capital of Peru. BJ, do you know this one?
I should know. If it's not Lima, it's Cusco.
It is Lima.
Okay.
And I don't even know about Cusco, so congratulations.
Those are the two places I remember.
Congratulations
and Machu Picchu.
On knowing more than one, because that's what I figured that's all people would know.
That's it.
Well, congrats on your win, Steve.
Good job, Steve. I would have only got you on that question. Damn. That would have been it.
Peru.
Yeah. Peru. Well, you know what time it is? It's time for you. Yes. Time for Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got your calls. We got your texts. We'll do that at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And it is simple, man. You got something to say, make sure you say it the way you're supposed to. Steve's got a rule.
BJ's a simple rule, and that's just to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Peyton in Lake Stevens. Peyton, you are on The Rock.
How you guys doing?
Yo.
Hi, Peyton. What you got for us, buddy?
So earlier you guys were talking about things kids have done.
Yes.
And so I was 15, maybe 14, and my brother had just gotten back from the military. And I had just gotten, a laptop for Christmas and, wanted Photoshop and movies and stuff. And my brother showed me how to illegally download movies and stuff.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and,
boy.
Yeah, so it went on for like about a half year with no issues or anything until one day my dad got a letter in the mail from Comcast, which was like in like a manila envelope or whatever. And the envelope inside was just like, I don't know, probably 50 pages of IP addresses from Comcast that it all said that these IPs were illegally downloading movies.
Oh, boy.
And it was one specific production company for the movie Dallas Buyers Club. And what they do is basically put like a bait car on pirated websites and wait for people to download it and then just attack them for what they're worth. And so we got a $25,000 collections, basically, that we fought and got it down to $10,000. But since my brother and I weren't the homeowners at the time, my dad got the entirety of the legality issues, and he was definitely not too stoked about it. But thankfully, my uncle was a lawyer and knew a copyright one, and we got it brought down to like a lower amount. But definitely not good.
That's rough. Dude,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
I would suggest if anyone does this to check the production company before they illegally download a movie, because the specific one for Dallas Buyers Club especially, that's something that they do to get more money after their movie's been released.
So what you're saying is that they do this because they want to get more money than they would ever have gotten for the movie? Is that what you're saying? Like it's kind of a scam on their end? They kind of reverse scammed you?
Yeah, so when it actually happened, we looked up, you know, like what the production company that we were being sued by even was, and we realized that the movie that we had downloaded was Dallas Buyers Club, and we had gotten sued from that one specifically, and we saw like a Reddit post where some other guy had been sued by the specific production company, but he thought it was just BS, and the guy said that it turned from $25,000 to $250,000 by, like, not doing anything about it. So, and that was, like, 4 years before we had been sued by the specific company. So it's just something that they definitely do to get more money after their movie's been out and if it, you know, tanks or something. But, yeah, I mean, it's no different than the cops having a bait car and just waiting for someone to just take the car and it's all linked up or whatever.
This is why I don't mess with any of this stuff on the internet. Like, I've heard these stories before, like, just downloading. Like, sometimes I want to watch, like, a certain boxing match or something. I'm like, man, I don't want to really buy it. And then you see all these websites, you're like, oh, maybe I should click on one of these to watch it for free. And it's like, you know what? It's not worth the headache. It's just not worth it. I'll just watch highlights on Twitter.
Dude, I get a lot of people offering me, hey, I got this movie, you can watch this, whatever, anytime you ever want to watch. And I'm like, no, I mean, I appreciate the sentiment, but like, I'm with you, Steve. I'm not going to go through the nightmare that guy just described. Well, it's like, just, I'm not going to do it.
Like one texter says, or you could just not illegally download stuff. Yes. That works too.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to get in trouble if I'm not doing anything wrong.
But when you're a kid, I mean, we used LimeWire all the time for music. Yep. And the worst that they never charged me anything, but I did crash my computer because I downloaded like 17 viruses by accident.
Oh, yeah.
And so then.
And it was for music, sure.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm sure it was just music, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Shaggy in Mount Vernon, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Shaggy. Welcome to the show. What you got?
I was wondering what your initials, do they stand for Boy George or something?
Huh? Wait a second.
BJ, Boy George?
Is this
George
the Shaggy?
George is spelled with a G.
Dude.
Oh, BJ, how come you're still late every day?
That's Shaggy.
I would be fired. If I was late every day like you, I would be fired. I would not have a job.
Wow.
You lie to your listeners every twice a day, 8:47. Where did you even come up with that number, Boy George?
Boy George.
That's fantastic. I love this.
I stumble for you.
Oh.
Why are you late, BJ? I want to know, why do you lie to your listeners every day, twice a day? You say 8:47.
George is actually
just
spelled
give me
with
the answer.
A G.
Just answer the question, Boy George.
George, J-O-R-G.
That would be B-G, then. I would be B-G if it was Boy George. But, you know, I mean, what the hell? If you wanted to go ahead, Shaggy.
Boy, for folks that don't remember, Shaggy was
the
guy that...
No, why don't you answer the question? Why don't you answer the question, Georgie?
George. Come on, boy, George.
Yeah.
Come on, Georgie. Answer the question, because you're getting corporate money, you're playing extra commercials so you can get extra money, and you're lying to your listeners.
Okay, then.
You should run for office.
Yeah,
you should be a politician, because that's what you remind me of.
Why should I be a politician? I got this scam going.
Because you're a liar.
Plus, I got the boy George thing going.
You're a liar.
What do I need to be a politician? I got the scam of boy George. I got the scam of being a corporate shill. What do I need to be a politician for?
Every day.
And
let's
also,
see if you're
going to
be on time tomorrow.
You have to check
if you're
going to
be on time tomorrow, Georgie.
Yeah.
What is this George thing?
I ain't got all day to argue with you, boy.
Oh, you don't?
I got to go.
Well,
just tell the listeners why you're late every day.
Well, because I'm a corporate shill, liar, boy, Georgie corporate guy.
He did.
He hung up on me. Yeah, you remember he was the one I called out for being an idiot because he lost a lot of money because he didn't pay child support, and then he did stupid stuff, and ever since then he's hating
me. He originally called in to complain that he couldn't go on a cruise.
Then
it came out that he owed like something. He was a call of the year, so
yeah, he was.
I'm glad we have a follow up.
So I just texted, has the guy paid his late child support yet?
He sure hasn't.
Come on, Georgie.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it took for him to come up with that nickname. And why is that an insult?
Well, yeah, what are your initials? I hate to say why it's an insult, Steve. It just kind of shows where he's at. You know, it's really lame why it's an insult because, you know, he's... Yeah.
Come on, Georgie. I love that George is spelled with a G.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. Yeah, that's the other thing, too. But, boy, he revealed a lot in that call, didn't he? I mean, he really did.
That guy, someone says I'm blanking crying right now.
That was the greatest ever, wasn't it?
He's still mad.
Oh, I think, and Rev and Steve, you've known me long enough, and even Danny's listened to the show long enough. Had he called in, you know, maybe back there when I was on The Buzz,
oh my God,
that would have been a screaming match.
I know, I was kind of waiting for it, so hey, good on you, man.
Hell, yeah.
How can you not laugh? He screwed himself with the boy George thing, because that was just so ridiculous. At that point, anything you say after that, I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, dude, Georgie, he doubled down. He could have been like, "Oh, you're right. It's not spelled with
a." It's not spelled with a.
Yeah. Right. He didn't even acknowledge that.
No.
He just said, "You know what? You're still boy George to me."
Yeah, and that's how it was going to go. I'm lying to the listeners, and I'm Georgie.
Well, I look forward to him calling it back again.
Next year, because this one's going up for the best of too.
So I just say he's still listening. That's impressive.
That is, because it was over a year ago that we beat him up on the phone, or I should say I beat him up on the phone. Shaggy, you know, when I saw his name, I thought, wow, that's very, very familiar, Shaggy. But then I heard the voice, and then when he started into it, I'm going, I totally remember this guy.
I don't even know if there's a way, if Joe, you have it accessible, if any way we can find the original call. Because some people are like, I never heard the original, but this guy is so awesome.
We've got to find it.
Yeah. I mean, I know it was in one of our best of, it might have been the number one call of the year.
Yeah.
Like our best calls.
Was it from last year, I think? Was it two years ago?
It was either last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah. If we could find that.
You found it?
Yeah, it's 5 minutes long, though. So,
All right. Well, you know what? We'll can we play it at some point before we leave, or what do you think?
Yeah, we come back, we can play it.
All right, let's do that. Well, you know what? This is exciting. If you thought that was crazy with Shaggy, we've got the origin story, how it all began.
Yeah,
and we'll do that.
Well, don't get it wrong on the time, BJ. We don't want to be late.
Yeah. All right, wait, let's just find out what the heck's going on over here. I got to get my act together.
And so it said, hey, not to be devil's advocate, but there are Georges that can be spelled with a J. Not for nothing, but don't get me wrong. This guy's still an idiot.
but the way Boy George spells his name is with a G. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah,
Boy George is with a G. So that's the problem, is that he just didn't realize that.
So I said justice for Shaggy.
Justice for Shaggy.
Dude, still to this day, if we are late, and that happens, it's just life. If we are late, people will still text in going, hey, it's 8:49, justice for Shaggy. And I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Which I think is fantastic. The fact that people remember that and Shaggy was so memorable, I mean, that's a gift. That's a gift from the gods. Well, all right, let's see. I'm looking at the time, and I do believe we will get justice for Shaggy. I'm hoping we get to do that at 9:33, right? I hope I'm right about that. I think around 9:33.
Pressure's on, BJ.
Okay, we'll be back with the origin story of Shaggy at 9:33 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. Though this segment, man, it's a special edition, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah, so we found the original call from Shaggy. We grabbed it, like, we kind of are going to pick up from when it starts falling apart, the call, because it goes on for a while. But he was calling because he was complaining about not being able to go on a cruise for whatever reason. I think it was, like, COVID-related or whatever. And he was going to lose all this money. And then you ended up finding out that he owes a lot of money in child support as well. And things kind of fell apart from there.
Yeah, I believe he wasn't allowed to go on the cruise because of the child support issues. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. This was pre. So it was pre-COVID. Yeah. And it turns out because he was not doing his job with child support, which is why he lost money on this cruise, though he didn't realize that he had issues of traveling and therefore he lost his deposit, which he really should have checked before he put a deposit whether or not he could go on the cruise. Oh, yeah. He was just a genius. How am I way off base? You owe $8,000 in child support and you just lost $2,000 because you didn't have a brain in your head to see if, in fact, you could get a passport, or B, you didn't care and hoped you could get a passport. Why am I way off base by not saying a man who is, I'm assuming, in his 50s should have a little bit more clarity? Who's going to tell you this?
How's about this, BJ? How come when you say that Beat Migs is at 647, it's always at 653?
That's a solid point.
Voice. You guys are late every day. I turn that thing on at 6:47 and you got a commercial off.
Yeah.
Every day.
Burn.
Every day, BJ.
So, Shaggy, how's that working for you that rather than answering your own questions, you just ask other questions and basically deflect? How's that working for you?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know, dude. I think you got your head up your ass, tell you the truth.
Well, you know what? They say that
what are you going to do, BJ?
They say that when we speak, we're actually giving advice to ourselves. So, Shaggy, I will agree with the advice that you've given yourself.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, there you go.
Signs everywhere.
647 is 647, BJ.
You know what, Shaggy?
647 is 647.
Yeah, and remember, 8,000 is 8,000, Shaggy.
Yes, I understand this.
I think they both are very... It's apples to apples.
Oh, you think it's apples to apples?
I think we're both wrong, bud.
Listen, Shaggy, I agree with you.
And you know what? Both of you are not going on the 80s rock cruise.
That's right. And you know what, Shaggy? I'd be happy to agree that I'm wrong.
The way I wanted to start my day getting chewed out by BJ.
Well, and missing the song Signs Everywhere.
All right, hold on, Shaggy.
Well, how about this? I got Motley Crue tickets and I still owe child support.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Hey, Shaggy, have you ever listened to my show before? What did you expect when you call in sounding like a moron? You don't think I'm going to chew you out?
I didn't sound like a moron.
Oh, you know what? And you throw your own kid under the bus because, well, he learned it from watching you. I mean, seriously, what kind of role model have you been to anybody at all in your life? A $2,000 moron is what you are. What I mean,
man,
somebody,
you're a real prick. You know that?
Oh, it doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't. But you know, I always say this. You know what? And again, I can only speak as a man, but every man needs somebody in his life to speak that way to him so that he can get his act together. I mean, my God, you can't be that much of a moron for 50 years. I would hope somebody would pull me aside, which many people did, pull me aside and said, stop being a jackass. You are not going to look good in your 60s and 70s being this kind of jackass. And it sucks that sometimes people don't have that guy in their life. I don't know what to tell you.
You could be that guy for him, but he's too busy making fun of you and not listening.
No, he wasn't listening. I mean, I try to be that guy on the show. Like, I've tried to be, over the years of doing radio here in Seattle, I've tried to sort of be like the surrogate that guy. Since sometimes, you know, people don't have those kind of guys in their life for whatever reason. They just don't do it.
You got it. He called back to yell at you some more.
He did, didn't he?
Do you think he has like a notepad where he keeps track of all the times we're late?
I hope so.
He should.
Oh, yeah.
Just mark it down. Because like, there's people that keep Beat Mig stats.
Yeah.
He should be our time guy.
Or you can start a Twitter page. You know how I have like the Did the Mariners Win Twitter page? And then if they don't win, it just says no. That's all the tweet will say. That's how I find out the Mariners won or lost. It's just, funny. It's just such a great idea. He should just be like, was BJ late for Beat Migs? And then every day he could tell us.
You know, you just made me think of that Twitter page, Steve. I wonder if it said no-no for yesterday.
Oh.
Because no-no is shorthand slang for a no-hitter. He threw a no-no. So if they only do no and yes, that would have been cool if they would have said just no-no yesterday, which since the Mariners got no-hit again. Oh,
Did Mariners _ win? And let's see. It's a nope, not a damn hit either. Crying face.
No, would have been great.
Missed opportunity.
It was a missed opportunity.
I do like the day before when the Mariners did win. He or she wrote, "Yes, sir, Mariners win. Take that, Baltimore hose."
Oh wow. Okay, so they're really putting a lot more on here. All right.
Oh yeah. I think originally it was just yes or no, but then depending on how the season goes, it gets a little bit more frustrated, and it's kind of funny.
It could be.
Yeah.
We could do @JusticeForShaggy on Twitter, and then just every day the update is what time we come back to Beat Mig. So it'd be like 6:52.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just every day that
#JusticeForShaggy.
I know it does. It really sucks because that Beat Migs is really tough for me to figure out every time. I mean, I never seem to get that right. And so I can't really argue with him. He's right. I mean, I've been all over the road with that as we try to estimate the time, but I never figure that out because you know what? I'm not good at the job and I'm also a corporate sellout.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's not forget that.
Yep. You're adding extra commercials to line your pockets, BJ. Yeah. I don't know if you got that.
I mean, by the way, we are a commercial radio station. So what he's accusing me of, my company would be so happy if I found a way to add extra commercials to my program.
Ooh, we got a nice message. Actually, it was sent to Lulu the Warrior Princess's Instagram.
Oh, nice. Okay, thanks. That's great. Shaggy, now this.
Creakley and Taller, I wanted to say, hey, can you ask your dad, Steve Miggs, for a shout out to the local shelter dog who's a semifinalist in the American Humane Hero Dog Awards? Apparently, a local dog has a chance at winning this award, which will be featured on the Hallmark Channel and a bunch of other stuff. And all you have to do is go to herodogawards.com and just type in Creakley and you'll find the local dog. Give it a
now.
Vote.
Look, I think
I just
this
voted
is
for Quigley.
This is fantastic. What does Quigley get from this? I mean, it's nice to have an award. Well, but Quigley doesn't know it's got fame. I hope Quigley gets like extra treats, or maybe Quigley gets to go to a home like where people want Quigley.
Well, I believe Quigley has a home.
I thought it was a shelter, a dog shelter thing. I totally heard that wrong. Okay,
American Humane Hero Dog Awards. It might be a shelter dog that was adopted.
Oh, okay.
So
and so
that's kind of what it is.
How do you get nominated? What do you do? Like,
you're asking me questions I don't have answers to.
Did Quigley save somebody in a well? I mean, you know, I mean, I think of a dog's a hero. I think of, you know, you got to do something heroic, like you pull a kid out of a well or something.
Well, according to websites, the American Humane Hero Dog Awards are an annual nationwide competition that recognizes the heroes on both ends of the leash. The category finalists will be honored on a nationwide broadcast on the Hallmark Channel this fall, and 7 courageous canines will be featured, and only one dog will be awarded the 2021 American Hero Dog title.
But they don't tell you what they do that makes them courageous. I mean, I think it's great to honor something that's, you know, above and beyond everybody else.
I think each dog has their own story. So it just depends on the dog. So if I type, let's see.
Probably how they survive to still be alive and then end up getting to a family. All right. That makes sense.
Like it says, Quigley came to us as if it was written in the stars. We found her right after we unexpectedly lost our previous dog. In a previous life, Quigley was kenneled for breeding. She was part of an owner surrender as her, and then tells the whole backstory about what was going on with Quigley.
Oh, good for Quigley.
Yeah, had a stroke.
Damn.
Unfortunately, Quigley's doing okay.
All right.
And although it found some mammary tumors, surgery in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We hope to add breast cancer survivor to the stroke survivor. So Quigley's gone through some stuff. And clearly has some great owners now. Good people.
Wow.
Vote for Quigley.
All right. I was going to vote for Pedro, but now I got to vote for Quigley.
If there's a dog named Pedro, and you're going to screw this up for Quigley, BJ, I'm going to...
Listen, if there's a dog named Pedro, come on. As a Napoleon Dynamite fan, how do I not vote for Pedro?
There's no Pedros.
How do you not vote for Quigley just for Quigley Down Under?
Good point.
I don't know Quigley Down Under.
It was the Tom Selleck movie. It's an old Western that came out in 1990.
I'm now happy
Rabbit's an old soul.
Yeah. I love Westerns, and I love Tom Selleck's mustache. That's why I know it.
All right, well, there you go. This is, I might not vote for Quigley just for this reason.
Oh, sorry.
We might need to bring your son in for a question, but if Joe could come in, I'll ask another question. This one's for Rev. It said, happy late birthday to the one and only, can I buy an O, Rev?
That's right, yeah.
Want to know if you're excited for the re-release of Scott Pilgrim. Also, what's everyone's favorite Edgar Wright movie?
Oh, yeah. Super excited for that. Yeah, re-released into theaters. Actually, last week, I think, and I still haven't had a chance to do it, but redid the Dolby sound and everything, so it's, better mixed and all that. So I'm really stoked for that one. And Scott Pilgrim is my favorite Edgar Wright movie.
I'm going to go High Fuzz.
Yeah.
Good call.
That's a great movie, too. But I have to tell you, it probably is most successful and widely loved by everybody has got to be Baby Driver. And that's a great movie. It really is a good movie.
You know what? That is a great film.
It is a really good one, yeah.
Yeah.
The World's End, kind of underrated. At first, I was like, I don't know about this. And as the movie went on, I really dug it.
Yeah, you put Simon Pegg and Nick Frost in anything, I'll watch it. Nick Frost is currently the bad guy in the show called, not a bad guy, but he's kind of he's a seedy guy in a show called The Nevers. He shows up every once in a while in that series, and I'm a big fan of Nick Frost. So, yeah, you're right, Steve. Yeah, you can't lose on any of those Cornetto movies.
Shaun of the Dead, of course. I think a lot of people would probably say that's the best of all of them.
Yeah, though, his TV show Spaced is so good. And I believe that was his TV show. He and Simon did that together. Baby Driver, and it's what I think it's his latest thing. I don't know if he's done anything after Baby Driver. I don't know. And if he has, I haven't seen it and I should. But he's gotten better and better with everything that he's done. And good for him. He's really grown as a director and, he's a great dude and has always been good to us.
Yeah, I don't see any. Doesn't look like he maybe has some movies that are coming. Oh, he did a documentary called The Sparks Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's a documentary?
It's about a pop and rock duo called Sparks, I guess.
Not a mockumentary?
It's a documentary.
Never heard of those guys.
Yeah,
all right.
Me neither. So good luck to you there.
Good luck to you, people.
Edgar. All right, so your son's in the room. Someone had a question for Joey.
Joey D's nuts.
Whatever happened to Joe's car?
Oh, my car that got crashed into by a giant moving truck?
Is that what it was? Was it an uninsured thing? Or what was... I don't even remember now.
Dude, it was a man on a rampage, apparently, who hit like 10 cars.
That's what it was.
And mine was, unfortunately, the most damaged because I was right by the curb. He backed his trailer end into the side of my car and proceeded to scrape all the way down the car, pretty much causing, I think it was about $11,000 worth of damage.
Yeah, it was close to being totaled, and luckily it was a couple of bucks away from being totaled. Literally, we were like on the teetering, like, are you kidding me if this car is, but we were able to, it was able to be fixable, but for a lot of dough.
Yeah, but the all-star car auto body shop down on Aurora was able to
Car
fix
Star.
It up. Car Star. Thank you.
Car Star.
Yes, they fixed it all up, and I am now driving my Elantra still.
Oh, good. Nice.
They did it. You know, I have to tell you, I mean, look, they've been a great sponsor of many things that The Rock has done over the years, but they didn't know who we were. We just called them up and said, here's our situation, and they were amazing. They CarStar and the service, they called every time. They called at least once, twice a week to just tell us what was going on, even when there was nothing going on, because it took a while to get the parts. It took a while to get it repaired. Such great customer service with CarStar, and of course, a lot of insurance companies love them. They did a great job.
And when you're the 10th car on a list of insurance companies' calls to make after crashing into stuff. It takes a long time to get that going, and they were really great about it.
Yeah, dude, we were wondering if we were just, I mean, that if our insurance company was ever going to be, they were just going to have to be the ones doing it, because usually when somebody does something like this, it's a corporate situation and you have to go attack the corporation. And sometimes not everybody gets paid because the corporate insurance is like, well, we're all out. Sorry. Too bad you're car number 10. We can only pay for 5 of them. It was kind of lame, but luckily everybody was cool and we got it done. Damn. Bring that memory back.
That's what our texters do. Remind us of our favorite moments.
Yeah, right.
All right, we have another question, but this involves Ryan Castle. What do Ryan Castle and you have in common? I'll tell you at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and you have in common?
I am currently listening to the BJ and Migs show on KISW.
We all have
that in common at this very moment, don't we?
One texter said we both love the Rock of Seattle.
I wouldn't go that far. That's a bit, love's a strong word.
How about this one? Neither can buy an O from the Rev.
I'd like to buy an O.
Rude.
Rev can't even buy an O.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like this actually. Going back to Shaggy, we all don't owe $8,000 in child support.
That's a good point.
Yes.
Yeah. For those of you that don't, congratulations.
Yeah, really. Got a new survey. They asked people to name the best person they know, and how about almost half of Americans said themselves?
We are so arrogant.
That's awesome.
We really are. Yeah, they think they're the best person they know, about half of America. Also, how about 72% of the people admit they judge other people's behavior, and 61% say they worry about people judging them?
I don't know. I might put myself in my
BJ,
top 5.
I don't think I'm in the top 10.
Oh.
I don't think I'm in the top 10 of people I know. Really.
I had myself in
my top
8.
I know a lot of people that are way better than me. A lot of them are on this show.
Wow. That's very kind. I wish we could.
Not all of you. Calm down.
All right. Yeah.
Well, listen, Ryan Castle may not have a lot going for him, except he does have a 12-pack. That's one good thing.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I was really, really in a very bad way that conference, to the point that they just ditched me. And that's when I realized, wow, I guess I'm pretty much a jackass.
But we stuck with you.
Yeah.
Well, I think you had to, because you were kind of on the show. That would have been really bad if you left me. That would have been.
Hey, I had tickets to see the Charlotte Checkers play, the hockey team, and I ditched those tickets.
Aw.
Yep. You know what? I wish you'd have gone. You could have just left me in the hotel room. I'm miserable.
I do too, but I didn't.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.